Going to a healthcare appointment can be a stressful experience for anyone, but especially so for people who have autism or intellectual and developmental challenges. So when Jefferson Health was building its new Honickman Center Specialty Pavilion in Philadelphia, physicians and designers got together to create a more inclusive kind of healthcare environment. More from WHYY's Nicole Leonard.
Natasha Black says she loves songwriting, fashion design, and braiding hair. She also wants people to know she's autistic.
I'm autistic, so I have autism. When people ask me, do I have autism? I don't mind that. I like to let them know to get to know me.
Black was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder when she was 11. Now as an adult, she's able to navigate a part-time job and has strategies to stay calm in overwhelming situations. But she can still feel anxious, unseen, and misunderstood in healthcare settings.
What will be helpful for me when I go to doctors is be more open and keep explaining. What makes me frustrated is when people have miscommunication. Not just that, when people can't hear me when I'm talking to them. When people don't get me clear.
Black's experiences helped shape and influence the design of Jefferson's new healthcare building. This effort was spearheaded by pediatrician Dr. Wendy Ross, director of the Jefferson Center for Autism and Neurodiversity. When she heard that her organization was building a new specialty pavilion, she saw a chance to create an inclusive environment.
I just kind of asked. I said, you know, this is an opportunity from the beginning instead of retrofitting something, right? Could we start from the beginning to create some neurodiverse friendly features in this building? And they were like, sure.
Intellectual and developmental disabilities affect people differently. Some people may have trouble understanding social cues. Others may be non-speaking. Some may be sensitive to light and sound, while others may have an increased need to touch, fidget, or seek out other stimuli. Ross took all of these factors into account and gathered input and feedback from neurodivergent people to find out what they would like to see in a healthcare environment. And now, these ideas have come to life in a sleek new center. Ross takes me up to the building's second floor, where she has a table of black drawstring bags. Each contains noise reduction headphones and fidget toys. She opens one out of the plastic.
This one's called a Tangle. This is my favorite one. Yeah. So we also have sunglasses for if the light is bothering you.
These sensory bags will be available to anyone who wants and needs them during their visit. Next, we head over to a large waiting area with different style couches and chairs. It looks more like a hotel lobby than a medical facility. Along the windows are several powder blue chairs that Ross and her team helped design. They look a bit like first-class plane seats that offer extra privacy walls around a person's face and head when they sit.
When you look at this, you could see how somebody who's coming in who's early for their visit could easily sit here and be comfortable doing some work in it, as opposed to over there where you're out in the open, right? You know, you don't feel as out in the open from an auditory and visual perspective.
The chair is upholstered in a vinyl material with a herringbone pattern. The white armrests are nearly double the width of an average chair and have raised dots where someone's hands might rest or fidget and explore. During the project, Ross and her colleagues also collected feedback from people with limited or no language abilities by observing visual responses.
And the way we did that was to have them sit in a chair. We still asked questions, but we videotaped and coded their behaviors.
Coming up with the design for the chairs included a lot of trial and error. Earlier iterations included a sliding cushion seat that could move back and forth.
The research we did, people like that fidget thing of being able to move.
That's Rob Melville, an assistant professor of design at Thomas Jefferson University's Canbar College of Design, Engineering, and Commerce. He led a team of students in designing the chair.
But again, we prototyped it, and then when people sat on it, suddenly they slid, and the look of complete shock and horror came over their face. And we realized this is not going to relax anyone. It may actually stress people out more.
Melville says this is a true collaboration of healthcare and design. He sees the design industry as a whole moving toward inclusiveness when it comes to the built environment.
Particularly how we design buildings like schools and hospitals and those sort of market areas, we absolutely have to start addressing a much wider user group and thinking about everyone's needs because it benefits all of us.
The project doesn't just include custom-made chairs and sensory bags. objects. On upper floors of the building, I notice that the white walls are textured with long wavy lines and grooves, like ripples in beach sand. Dr. Wendy Ross says they were carefully chosen.
Like they gave us pieces, we had listening groups come in, or we had people come and touch it. We got as much input as we could.
Ross doesn't claim that this project addresses every need or solves for every missing piece to building an inclusive environment. But she hopes it's a good place to start when it comes to creating spaces for both neurotypical and neurodivergent people. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.